make a connection with that, with the crystalline grid, or with the grid of the earth, or with Gaia, whatever comes to you intuitively, now that we are in that understanding more together, deeper here in Cuba, on this land, and feel for yourself consciously, you may even close your eyes, and bring yourself to the center of your being, center of your energy, your Merkaba, as Kryon always referred to, our energy fields. And just allow yourself to make that connection with your breath, with your soul, with your higher consciousness, connecting with your energy body consciousness, with the chemistry and cells in your body, with the water in your body, as we are on the island, to the ocean that's around us, to the cetaceans, the whales and the dolphins that Monica was just referring to their consciousness that connected to the grid, that on a multidimensional level, we are all connected to. And of course, to the, as was mentioned before, to the indigenous cultures and people and their energy that they left here. So allow yourself to go there, immerse, just for a brief moment, together we can hold that field. And allow yourself to feel the love that comes in through that connection, that bond that we all have as souls coming through the cave of creation, lifetime after lifetime after lifetime, ultimately raising the consciousness, the vibration, the frequency, the lives of everyone on this planet. That one day, hopefully not too far away, we can see in our future an earth that it's in complete and real and true peace and cooperation and support and love and compassion and kindness for every single human being. The biggest lesson humanity can have. And once we reach that, who knows what, you know, we can achieve. We can really reach a place where we will one day even connect with our star families that are waiting for us to elevate ourselves from a place of still of survival and conflict. So breathe all that energy through you in beautiful Cuba, through its beautiful hearts and people that we have been meeting in the last few days.
I invite you to now take a journey with me down into the cave of creation. So allow yourself to feel and sense the connection with the energy of the earth from the soles of your feet. There is a connection you share with Mother Earth, with Gaia. And allow this connection to be further enhanced. Feel Mother Earth connecting with you now. And with this connection deep into Mother Earth, there is a crystalline thread that connects you with the cave of creation. And so taking a breath and relaxing into this connection, allow yourself to ever so softly and gently travel down this crystalline thread. And through your soft breathing, you travel further and further along this crystalline thread. And effortlessly, you find yourself in the cave of creation. And there is a vibration, a hum, a frequency calling you to a certain location where resides a crystal that represents you and every lifetime you have ever experienced. And within that crystal are some seeds of mastery that have been planted. There are seeds of wisdom and seeds of experience. And so very effortlessly, because this is you with you, you are absorbing those seeds that have been planted and bringing them back with you. And we give permission, we give allowance that these seeds of wisdom, mastery, experience that you have created, you have earned them, are for this time now and the shift of consciousness on the planet. This is the time that was forecast for you to take these seeds and figuratively water them so that they may grow and re-emerge and meld with you now. And so as this transference of the seeds of wisdom, mastery, and experience come into your being, there is a lightness now, and you travel back up that crystalline thread, coming out from that cave of creation, up along the crystalline thread, feeling the connection with Earth, knowing that it has happened and there is nothing to figure out in the mind. For this transference of energy will be revealed as it is required and as it is needed. And so very gently now, feel yourself back on top of the surface of the earth, still with a deep connection with Mother Earth, Gaia, connecting through the soles of your feet and through your body. But now bringing your awareness more into your body, your physical body. And just allowing another moment for that energy to keep calibrating around within your system. You have an intelligence within you that knows exactly what to do with this transference of energy. And now that we are complete, we invite Kryon, the Magnetic Master, to speak with us.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. I'd like to brief you on a system. And we're going to continue this story that has been started today. One of the most beautiful systems, the most beautiful stories that humans can tell about their souls. In order to do that, I wish to place you on a mountain, in a village, somewhere far away. It's early in the morning, there are breezes blowing, it's cool. quite cool. Slowly, there is a group of men that is wandering between the abodes of where the residents live. The men are all wearing one color. Their heads are shaved. They're on a mission. They're on a beautiful mission. One that doesn't happen quite that often, but is profound. Finally, they stop at one home. And they go inside. And in that place that they have chosen to be, there's great joy. These men are selecting the next leader in their belief system, the next Rinpoche. And they're looking at an 8-year-old boy. The mother can hardly believe it because she knows what's coming. What they have done is to use that which is their wisdom together to read the Akash over time of the children in the village to find out which one has come back from the last leader so that they would have the same consciousness of the soul of their leadership. The mother is beside herself. They're going to take that boy away. And she will not see that boy for some years as he's trained. And she is joyful. And she is jumping up and down. How is it possible that a mother would be so excited when she's going to lose her son for years, especially at a young age? And the answer is she knows what he's going to be. She knows the care he will receive. This child will be taken and trained. Eventually, in his youth, he will be sent abroad to learn languages, up to 5. Then he will be taught the poetry of the West and the East. He will be then versed in the history of the world. You might ask, what if they got it wrong? What if he wasn't very smart? They don't get it wrong, dear ones, and that is the point. If you ever wanted to see the attributes that would indicate not proof, but near proof, that there are past lives and you can recognize the attributes and there are those who can see them and read them, this is it. And the Rinpoches grow up to be the leaders of the area. Even the main leader is chosen this way. The Dalai, the Lamas, chosen in this way. And they don't get it wrong. Hundreds of years, this has been the case, and this has been the way, and they don't get it wrong. This in itself would say, perhaps there's something to this. I say that because most of the Western world does not believe in that which is past life experience, or understand that there is a system, a beautiful system, one that makes sense. It's only been in the last few years that the Western world can start seeing it for themselves in different ways. How many on this planet believe in these things? And the answer is almost half. It's not sequestered to a small group. If you take a look at the belief systems of the planet, almost half believe in reincarnation. It is a system that is intuitive. Why would spirit give you a magnificent soul and then give you one time on the planet? What is the system there? There is none. The real system is one of ascension. That is, it's a school of learning, of wisdom. And you come in, come and come, and each time you receive more. And in that, the planet is raised in its vibration, society becomes wiser, eventually you have a planet that is learning instead of one that is dysfunctional and does the same thing over and over. That's what the shift is about right now. In these past years, you have the internet. This has allowed you to see something startling, unexplainable, and that is the child prodigy. The one who is 6 years old playing in front of an audience with a symphony orchestra, playing like a maestro, not just the academics, perhaps, of being able to the, or the perhaps a motion of the fingers or that which you would assign to the brain. You're talking about an esoteric knowing. When a child like that is playing an instrument of any kind, you can see how they tip their head back and move it slightly to the side and shut their eyes even while they're playing, because they are feeling the music of the masters. They're feeling the years it took to learn an instrument which they didn't have. There would be those who say it's amazing, especially in some of the hardest instruments to play, the violin, for instance. To have it played like a maestro when you're only 8 or 9 is impossible. Where it may take 10 to 15 years to master these moves, and yet they are doing it. The ones who are singing, composing, the poets who only have a few years on the earth, the painters who paint like the masters, almost out of the womb. And if you ask how that happened, I will tell you, because within the arts is the strongest Akashic energy. Musicians come back as musicians. Artists come back as artists. They want to continue that energy, and they do. And so with it literally in your face and seeing this happen over and over, you marvel at it. It is the example of reincarnation, a profound reincarnation, where the one who was supposed to carry on the life they had before is doing it almost immediately. The system is beautiful. The religion of the West will look at it and say there is no explanation because God works in mysterious ways. I'm going to tell you there's nothing mysterious about it. It's a beautiful system. And the system works. The best part of the system you're starting to see now. And that is, no matter whether you believe this or not, you're participating in it as you sit there and listen to me. You've had lifetime after lifetime to get you even to the place where you would hear this. Dear ones, it's important that you're here. It's like a school of wisdom. And it's not anything you have to do with it. It's about listening and the consciousness of it. And perhaps the acknowledgement, could it be? Is it worth looking into? Or perhaps it's not for me, but it's a nice idea. You're on the way to then having something happen with your own, within your own consciousness, allowance, to think of this where you were never taught it before. Could it be? And if it is, that's why you're here. To understand more than you understood before. Perhaps to sit and just relish in the love that would create a system that would keep you wiser than the time before, so that your life is better now. Many are awakening to a higher truth that they learned a long time ago. Perhaps this is why you're here today. Just to hear this. I'm crying in love with humanity, and so it is.